在2004年的12月发生了一件令举世震惊的大灾难。在南亚发生了我们有生以来所看到最大的一个灾难，是海啸，在短短的时间之内夺去了超过20万人的生命。
The tsunami happened in South Asia, killed more than 200,000 people.
但当新闻报道开始不怎么报道这件事情的时候，可能我不提，大家已经慢慢的淡忘这件事情。
Then let's go on and nothing happened and everything will be fine.
毕竟这件事情发生在一个非常遥远的外国的地方。
After all, it happened in foreign land.
然后有另外一个灾难发生在离我们很近的地方。
Then there's another disaster comes close.
在2005年的8月，就在我们旁边的这个城市 New Orleans, 一个台风 Katrina伤害了1836个人的生命。
In August 2005, Hurricane Katrina killed 1,836 people.
当我们还惊魂未定的时候，紧接着另外一个礼拜有另外一个台风叫台风 Rita。
Then, another week, the Hurricane Rita followed.
这次大家都开始害怕了，令到超过300万的人从 Houston 开车子离开 Houston 到附近的城市去避难。
This time the people afraid and opposing more than 3 million people move out of Houston.
其中包括我的岳父岳母，他们开了二十个钟头的车子，才由 Houston 到达拉斯。
That's including my parents-in-law, and they drove more than 20 hours from Houston to Dallas.
然后在同一年2005年的10月份，在中东一带发生了一个大的地震。
Then in October 2005, an earthquake happened in the Middle East.
伤害了80,400人的生命。
That killed 80,400 people.
上个月的3号在缅甸，一个飓风伤害了78,000人的生命。
On May 3rd, 2008, in Myanmar, the 78,000 people killed.
其中有56,000人仍然失踪。
And then, 56,000 people still missing.
有超过100万人丧失了家园。
And more than 1 million people lost their homes according to May 16th.
刚才我们所看的大灾难是由远到近，然后都是发生在外国人身上。
Those disasters have from far to near, it's all happened to foreign land.
然后紧接着上个月的飓风，在中国四川发生了大的地震，是我们有生以来所见的其中一个最大的地震。
Followed by last month's cyclone, on May 12, there's a big earthquake happened in Sichuan, mainland China.
根据5月30号的统计，已经有68,858个人死亡。
According to May 30th report, there's already have 68,858 people killed.
由远到近，由外国人到中国人。
From far to near, from foreigners to our Chinese.
在这个期间，还有很多小一点的灾难，每一次也伤害超过1,000人的生命，我还没有提。
There were many smaller ones, each killed 1,000 people, but I haven't mentioned yet.
每当我看到这些大的灾难，一方面非常伤感，一方面看看我们有这么高的科技，资讯这么发达，我也觉得非常讽刺。
It is fantastic that with this amazing technology and the knowledge we have today,
我们面对着这些大灾难，我们却无能为力。我们或者被这些大的灾难夺去生命，或者我们就逃跑。
In front of a major disaster, we simply can do nothing but be killed or run away.
对于那些已经清清楚楚相信耶稣基督为他们救主的，我相信根据圣经所说，他们肉体的死亡之后会到天上与神同在。
For those who have trusted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, I believe there's not eternal harm because they should be in heaven after physical death.
但你知道，在这些死亡的人数当中，很多是没有信主的，他们不但面对肉体的一个大的灾难，死亡之后还要面对一个更大的灵魂的大的灾难，何曾永远隔离？
For those who don't know Christ, there will be also an internal judgment, even greater disaster for them.
不知道下一个灾难是什么灾难，又会在什么时候、什么地方发生。
What disaster is going to hit us next, which will take more precious lives away, we don't know.
在我们以为生活很舒适的时候，我们才发现原来我们的生命不在我们自己手里。While we are living a very comfortable life, we think everything is in our hands, we find out that life is not really in our hands. 在一个这么绝望，好像什么事情都不肯定的时代，面对着大的灾难，我们除了坐在那里去看着更多的人死亡之外，还有什么可以做呢？
What should we do to in this uncertain and hopeless time, besides sitting there and witness more loss of physical and internal life?
我们今天会看西班牙书第一章第十四到第十八节，
Today,
还有。第二章第一到第三节。
Today we're going to read Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 14 to 18, also chapter 2, verse 1 to 3.
我们会看到将会有更大的灾难会面临地球，然后我们会学习我们在面临这么大的灾难之前，我们可以做些什么呢？
Bible will tell us that what's going to happen, and even greater disaster, and what we should do before it happens.
我们会看到一个我们现在所经历到的类似的问题，但是一个更加大的一个问题。
We will see a similar, even bigger problem than what we are experiencing.
但我们也看到一个解决的方法。并且我们学习如何把这个应用在我们的生命当中。简单一点说，今天的主题就是火啊，救火。第一个火是大的灾难，第二个救火，英语 FIRE 就是我们可以做些什么去面对这个大的灾难。
The first fire is just a known fire. The second fire is a verb fire with your help. And how to apply to our daily life.
首先我们看到一个很大的问题。
First we see a big problem.
在我们看这个问题之前，我想交代一下这卷书的背景，因为大部分人不太熟悉西班牙书。
Before we look at the big problem, let's take a quick look at the background of this book.
根据西班牙书第一章第一节，西班牙是这卷书的作者。
According to Zephaniah chapter 1:1, Zephaniah is the author of this book.
他写这卷书的时候是犹大的王约西亚在位的时候，大概是主前618年的时候。
He wrote this during the reign of the King Josiah of Judah around 618 BC.
所以这卷书的受书人是犹大的以色列民。
So the recipient of this letter is Judah.
这是在约西亚是一个其中一个好的皇帝做王的时候所写的一卷书。
是 written during the it's written by Josiah, a relative good king in history.
他在位的期间是主前640到609年期间。
Josiah.Who became 640 to 609 BC.
刚才我说他是一个好的一个王，因为在他在位的时间，犹大国有在属灵上的复兴。
I said that he's a relatively good king because, while his reign is have a revival.He was a revivalist about many positive changes, spiritually.
但这些都是一些很表面的一些改变，因为犹大的以色列民当中仍然有人拜假神、拜偶像。
But these changes are only superficial. Adultery was not completely removed.
有一点关于这卷书很特别的一点，就是在这卷书里面。提到耶和华的日子的次数比其他所有的先知书任何一卷所提的数字更加多。
One thing interesting about this book is that the day of the Lord is an expression used more frequently in this prophecy than in any other Old Testament book.
所以这卷书的主题是告诉我们听，因为犹大以色列民的对神的反叛，将会有灾难，神的审判降临在他们的身上。
Thus, the theme of this book is the impending judgment of God on Judah for its disobedience.
所以，让我们来看看今天的经文。我们请留意每一个幻灯片上面有一个主题，有一些字，我想你特别注意。
Now let's look at today's Bible verses.Work through according to highlighter and keywords in this portion.
首先，西番雅书第一章第十四节说：“耶和华的大日临近，临近而且甚快，乃是耶和华日子的风声，勇士必痛痛的哭号。”
First in Zephaniah 1:14 said the great day of the Lord is near and coming quickly.Let them cry, the cry on the day of the Lord is bitter. The shouting of the Lord is bitter.
这将会是一个非常悲惨的日子，因为连勇士也痛痛的哭号。
This is a miserable situation because the warriors are shouting.
中国人说，男儿流血不流泪。如果一个英勇的战士也流泪并且痛痛的哭号的话，你知道这是一个何等悲惨的境况。
This is our Chinese saying, the man should not cry, he wants to pull up his blood instead of pour out his tears. So if the man cries, that's very miserable.
那这个悲惨的情况究竟是如何呢？我们会在西番雅书十五节、十六节看到。
So how miserable is this? Look at the Zephaniah, chapter 1:15.
第十五节说：“那日是愤怒的日子，是耶和华愤怒的日子，是极难困苦的日子，因为有很多极难、很多的困苦发生在犹大的以色列民身上。”
So what happened to them is say, that day will be a day of the war, a day of the distress and anguish, the day of the trouble and the ruin.
那天是荒废凄凉的日子，因为在大灾难当中，很多的房屋被毁，所看到的是一片荒废凄凉的景况。
The day of the trouble and the ruin, because all the houses probably all fell down.
是黑暗、幽冥、密云、乌黑的日子，因为在大灾难当中，房屋被毁，很多地方被焚烧，黑烟上升，遮盖天空。所以是黑暗、幽冥、密云、乌黑的日子。
A day of the darkness, the gloom, the day of the cloud, and the blackness, because the house was on fire and darkness and cloud and blackness is all concerned the ruin.
又是吹角呐喊的日子。要攻击坚固城和高大的城楼，因为会有很多战争，所以会有吹角呐喊。
A day of the trumpet and battle cry against the fortified cities and against the corner towers. Hit the wall.
我们看到这个灾难会有很悲惨的景况，但我们会不会问，究竟为什么神的选民？犹大的以色列民会遭遇这么大的灾难，这个灾难的影响究竟有多大？
The root of the influence of the disaster.
在第十七节我们看到，我必使灾祸临到人身上，使他们行走如同瞎眼的，因为在大难当中要避难，但是却找不到避难之所，好像瞎了眼的一样。
In Zephaniah 17:18 says, I will bring distress on the people, and they will walk like a bad man because they want to escape the disaster, but they don't know where to go.
为什么会这样的灾难呢？因为得罪了我，因为犹大的以色列民犯罪抵挡神。
Because they have sinned against the Lord.
他们的血必倒出如灰尘，他们的肉必抛弃如粪土。
Their blood will pour out like dust, and their entrails will like dust.
将会是血流成河的时候。
The blood will pour out like dust.
人的肉，人的血，也变得那么的不珍贵。
And the human blood.And a human being like a worthless.
当耶和华发怒的日子，第十八节说，他们的金银不能救他们，贫穷的、富有的，都不可以因为他们的金钱而救他们。
The verse 18 said, never their silver nor their gold will be able to save them on the day of the Lord's wrath.
耶和华的愤怒如火，这就是我看到今天的信息主题，火的来源。因为耶和华看到罪以及人拜偶像不拜真神，愤怒如火。
In the fire of his jealous, because the our sin, the God's jealous, so God's anger just like a fire.
神的对罪的怒火必烧灭全地，毁灭这地的一切居民，而且大大的毁灭。
In the fire of jealousy, the whole world will be consumed, for he will make sudden end of all who live in earth.
我们听到这里，大家的心都已经沉了下来，觉得真的非常的伤感，也经历过在脸。看到缅甸中国发生的大的灾难，我们心里面都非常的沉重。可是
our heart is sink after we see all these facts in the last month several disasters happened in Vietnam and in China.
可是这里 在西班牙书所形容的，说是整个全地都会被消灭，这是不是说的太严重了一点？
But in the book of Zephaniah, the prophecy says the whole world will be consumed. Is that really that this?
这究竟是真还是假的呢？
Is that true?
真的会发生吗？
Is that true happen?
根据旧约的记录还有历史的记载，我们看到当西班牙向犹大的以色列民说了神的这个预言之后，然后在22年之后，在主前588年，犹大的以色列民就被巴比伦掳掠。
From the Old Testament report and the history we know, only 22 years after prophet Zephaniah gave this prophecy.
所以刚才我们在第15节16节所看到的这些悲惨的景况，他们已经经历了一部分，但将会有更悲惨的灾难面临他们。
In verse 15 to 16, the Jews already experienced disaster and the miserable.They already experienced part of that, but they will face more.
可是你说，这是犹大人的罪，犹大以色列人的罪，为什么会影响到整个地球呢？是真的会发生在整个地球上吗？
But you say this is the sin of Judah, but is that will happen to us all?
我又做了一点研究调查。
I did another research.
这个幻灯片显示了过去800年在地球上发生的最大的10个灾难，天然的灾难。
This is the world's worst natural disaster in history over past 800 years.
每一个灾害起码超过100万人的生命。
Each of itkill more than 1 million people.
这些都是一些自然的灾害，没有包括一些瘟疫、一些病、一些战争所造成更多的人命的死亡。
That's only nature disaster, not including war and some others.
但你会发现，超过一半是发生在最近70年间，另外一半发生在之前的730年。
But you see that the five of them happened in past 70 years, and another five happened in past 800 years.
Yeah, in the 730 years before the 70 years, the most recent 70 years. 所以我们看到大灾难发生的频率，在过去70年间的频率是之前730年的10倍。
So you can see that past 70 years happened 5 of the 10 disasters, and so 10 times more than the past 730 years.
这实在是一个非常令人震惊的一个统计。
It's very surprising.
另外一个幻灯片显示的就是。除了这10个最大的灾难之外，另外还有一些比较小的也计算在内，有92个，起码每一次杀害超过10000人生命的灾难。
This is like show that not just the last 10 biggest disasters, there's a total 92 disaster that killed more than 10,000 people.
你会发现单单在20世纪就有46宗，也就是92的一半。
You can see in the 20th century that the 46 among the 92
that's 50% already 没有计算21世纪我们刚刚经历的海啸、地震这些事件，计算在这里就超过一半。
It's not including the 21st century level 3, the tsunami, earthquake, and the second.
这个画灯片显示了一共这些天然灾害所杀害的人的总数是1,320,000人。
The total death toll is 138,559,000.
你会发现在20世纪所发生的是总和超过总和的一半。
You can see only in 20th century there's a more than half death toll.
这张幻灯片显示20世纪所发生的大灾难是死亡人数是总死亡人数的 63%。
You can see on this slide that the 63% of the death rate happened in 20th century.
所以圣经所讲的是真的，这些事情真的会面临整个地球，不单是远处的近处的外国人甚至中国人，我们也经历到这些灾难的一部分。
So it is true that the great day of the Lord is coming anytime, not in a foreign land, but anywhere, not just foreigners, also our Chinese.
那我们应该做些什么呢？在面对这些大的灾难面前，我们可以做一些什么？
So what should we do in front of this?
因为追根究底，这些大灾难所以临到我们是因为人犯罪抵挡神，有真神不敬拜，去敬拜假神所引致。
So the reason why the great day of the Lord will come was due to sin and the whole world's adultery, the solution.
所以解决的方法就是要从罪，从敬拜假神的罪当中回转归向神，敬拜真神。
So the solution is repentance from sin and adultery to worship the true God.
第二章第一节，这里说，不知羞耻的国民啊，你们应当聚集。为什么说他们是不知羞耻的国民？这里是指犹大以色列民当中那些有真神不敬拜却去拜假神偶像的那些以色列人。
Zephaniah chapter 2 verse 23 said shameful nation, that means the people not worship the true God but they worship somebody else's God.
第一节继续说，趁命令没有发出，日子过去如风前的糠，耶和华的烈怒未临到你们，他发怒的日子未到已先，你们应当聚集前来。
They get together, O shameful nation, before the appointed time arrives, and that day swept on like a shaft before the fierce anger of the Lord comes upon you, before the day of the Lord comes upon you.
趁耶和华发怒的日子还没有发生的时候，要聚集来敬拜真神。
Can get together before the appointed time arrives.Before the day of the Lord comes through.
所以如果你还没有相信耶稣为你个人救主，请你把握机会，我们不一定有明天，就算 Baton Rouge 也可能会有大的灾难，所以要把握机会，尽早信靠真神。
So if you are not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal savior, come to stopquickly, because we may not have a tomorrow even in Baton Rouge.
第三节就告诉我们听，已经信了主的，这里是直接对那些犹大以色列民当中敬拜真神遵守耶和华典章的谦卑人呐、啊。他说你们都当寻求耶和华。
So verse 3 says, Seek the Lord all your humble of the landThat means those people really worship a true God, only one true God in Judah.
当寻求公义谦卑，当要去寻求神， 究竟我们的真神是怎么样的，圣经怎么说，他的计划，主权计划，对普世的计划，对我个人的计划又是怎么样的。
You can do what he commands, seek righteousness, seek humility.
寻求公义谦卑的意思就是我们要照着神圣经里面所说的正确的去跟着去行，并且谦卑的去做。
That means we should do according to the Bible, according to the Bible says who is God and according to Bible worship.
或者在耶和华发怒的日子，可以隐藏起来。
Perhaps you will be sheltered on the day of the Lord's anger.
根据圣经所讲，相信耶稣的在将来有更大的灾难，七年的大灾难来临之前，我们会被提与耶稣基督在空中相见，所以我们可以免了将来更大的灾难。
According to the Bible, those who already believe in Jesus Christ
they'll be raptured, they'll be caught up in the air to meet with our Lord Jesus Christ when he comes back the second time. 所以我们这些信耶稣的真正蒙恩得救的，在最大的灾难来临的时候，我们可以隐藏起来。
So we truly believer will be sheltered on the day of the disaster.
但对于那些还没有信耶稣的，如果他们不来敬拜真神，不相信耶稣为他们救主的，现在有很大的灾难，但将来会有更大的灾难临到他们。
For those still not believing Jesus Christ, there's a disaster right now and also disaster in the future. That's for sure.
我们有些什么可以做呢？
How to apply?
这里我们看到我们需要迫切的去把福音传给这个将会面临大灾难的世代，不敬拜真神的世代。
That is the urgent we preach to non-believers.
以致他们可以在最大的灾难当中得到隐藏，最重要的就是在将来神对罪的永远的审判当中他们得以隐藏。
So that they can be sheltered too in the biggest disaster before the biggest disaster happens.
在这幅图当中，你觉得我们的角色是什么？我们是谁？我们是什么？
In this picture, you see how can we imagine who we are?
其实我们只不过是消防员手里的那只水管。
We are that water hose in front of the firefighter.
神才是那个真正拯救的。
The God is the true firefighter.
水是象征着圣经的活水，可以给人永生的神的话语。
The water represents that the living water from God can save people from disaster.
要想水出来的时候有力可以真的救火，你必须要有能力，这个就象征着我们生命当中要依靠圣灵才可以有能力。If you want the water to come up with power, you must have power, and our power is from the Holy Spirit through God's word by God's hands. 有四件事情可以做。
There's a four thing you can do.
第一件 fortify 加强保护。
The first, fortify yourself.
如何去加强保护？你知道一个消防员他要去救火，如果他自己没有保护好自己，自己可能会被烧死。
As a firefighter, you know, you have to get your fire resistance uniform to protect yourself.
所以我们需要每一天的在大灾难的面前，我们要来到神的面前去悔改，认我们每一天得罪神所犯的罪。
So we need to fortify ourselves daily before the Lord, repent for our own sins before, yeah.
我们要每一天顺着圣灵而行，这样我们遵命才有能力。
We should do as the Holy Spirit lead us, so we can have the ability to do everything.
第二，我们要远近代求 ，intercede.
The second, we need intercede daily.
我们要为我们身边的朋友、亲戚，为他们祷告。
Pray for non-believers to salvation from our close family members.
从 Baton Rouge 到美国，到美国以外世界各地的还没有信耶稣的，我们要为他们祷告。
For the unbeliever friends, in all our Baton Rouge, and also to all nations throughout the world.
我提议你们最好把自己的祷告把它写下来，一个祷告的日记。
I suggest that you write down what you pray for the prayer day.
这样你可以定期的、很清楚的为不同的没有信主的人祷告。
So you can clearly pray for each unbeliever in your life.
而且你也可以经历到神应允祷告的能力。
And also you can experience the Holy Spirit to
you can experience the power of the Holy Spirit through prayer by seeing that God answers our prayers. 作为一个勇火的消防员，如果你在的地方不可以叫救远处的一些被火烧的人，你会做什么呢？
As an internal firefighter, you can.Pray for your friends that for some area you cannot reach. What you do?
消防员可能会有一个通讯器，去告诉通讯中心，我需要支援，我需要更多的人去帮助我，去救我自己不可以去到的地方。那些人在火当中被烧，求你增援。
You can call information center. So you can ask.The center send a worker to the places you cannot reach.
第三，我们要随时救火 ，be ready.
The third, ready to evacuate.
我们要用合乎圣经的方法，用各种的智慧，百般的智慧，各种的方法去向人传福音。
Be ready to evangelize by all biblical means, anytime, anywhere.
有些人不传福音最主要的原因是两个。
Some people don't tell the gospel because there's two reasons for them.
他们说我害怕。
The one is I'm afraid.
第二说我不知。
The second is I don't know how.
如果你是这两种的话
If you are one of the two,
告诉陈牧师还有我知道我们会开班培训你们克服你们的恐惧也教你们如何传福音
You can tell Pastor Chen or Mrs. Chang and they will have a class just teach you and overcome your fear
如果你说我不但想在 Baton Rouge 传福音我还想到世界各地去传福音告诉陈牧师还我 也告诉我知道
If you also want to share gospel with not just in Baton Rouge also in outside United States let Pastor Chen and me know
我们会有不同的短宣队我们会靠着圣灵的带领去世界各地在大灾难没有把这些人的命夺走之前我们要他们得到永恒的福音有永生
We'll organize training and sharing the gospel not just in Baton Rouge also outside the United States the short mission
传福音并不是一年一两次的大的特别事件而是一种生命的方式
Make it lifestyle instead of just a special event.
作为一个勇火的 消防员手里的那个水管，你需要随时的让神去使用你。
As an internal firefighter, you are ready to go anywhere, anytime to use your equipment.
你也需要知道如何被神使用。
And you need to know how to be used well.
所以我随身会带着很多的福音的小册子。
I have a lot of small, little, pamphlets.
当我见到女士的时候，我会送这个有花的这个福音小册子给她。
When I saw the ladies, I will send this pamphlet with the flowers.
如果喜欢打篮球的，我送个篮球的这个给她。
The boys or the girls like the basketball, so I will send a basketball.
如果你喜欢 football, 美式足球，我送这个给她。
So if you like a football, I will send this one.
如果是餐馆去喝杯咖啡，我就送这个谢谢你的这么好的服务的这个福音小册子给他。
If I was in a restaurant, I would send the Richard and Richard.
如果是中国人，我就送这个中文的这个小册子给他。
If it's Chinese, I would send this Chinese one.
如果是日本人，我就要送日文的这个给他。
The Japanese, I would send this Japanese one.
如果是越南人，我就要送有越南文的这个给他。
It's Vietnamese, I will send his language.
如果是印度人，我就要送印度文的给他。
He's an Indian, and I will send this one.
如果是小孩子、小朋友的话呢，这是一个小人书式的一个福音小册，我送这个给他。
If young children, I will send that like a comic book.
所以我们要随时随地的准备。如果我们有些人我们语言不通，不可以向他传福音，我们仍然有这个福音的小册子，为这个小册子祷告，为那个人祷告，你会看到神有时候就透过小册子让人可以清楚蒙恩得救。
Be ready and let the different people get the different thing, even we cannot speak their language, and we can send this topic for them to know about.
最后，我们要鼓励更多的人参与，因为一个人的力量非常有限，所接触到的人非常有限。
The fourth one, we need to encourage all believers to change, because one person cannot do a lot of work.
但这个火烧得越来越旺，越来越多的人在接近熔火的边缘当中，所以我们要鼓励更多的人参与这个救火的工作。
Because the fire gets more and more severe, and we encourage all believers we can to do the same as a firefighter.
所以鼓励大家，我就送大家一份礼物。
So encourage people send the gifts to everyone.
刚才我说的福音小册子，这个是给女士的，50本，你传过去。如果是讲英语的，是你的朋友是一位女的，女士可以送给她。如果是男士讲英语的，可以送这个给他。如果是讲中文的，送这个给他。自己先看看，如果自己还没有蒙恩得救呢，自己先看祷告，然后接受耶稣为你个人救主。Yeah, that's the gift I've given you. So there are different versions in English with the basketball cover and with the flower for ladies, and also the one in Chinese. If your friend can only understand English, it's a lady. Give her the one with the flower cover. If it's a friend who only understands English but it's a guy, then give him.And the one with the basketball cover. And also, if it's a Chinese who only understands Chinese, then give the one that's in Chinese. And if, before you pass that to your friend, read that yourself, because you might not be certain that you're going to heaven yourself. So be save yourself first before you go save others. 但我总结一下，今天我们究竟学了什么呢？我们首先看到一个很大的问题，在我们的生命当中，我们经历到大的灾难。我们也在西班牙书当中也看到，在 西班牙书当中已经告诉犹大的以色列民，在他们身上也会有大的灾难，并且会影响整个地球。根据我的研究调查，我们发现这件事情不但已经一部分发生在犹大的以色列民身上，也在我们历史当中看到，也在发生在整个地球上。
According to the research, we know that those have already happened and continue to happen.
然而，神给我们这个大的问题的一个解决的方法。
And then we saw the solution.
这是我们要谦卑的来到神的面前，然后我们低切的把福音传给失丧的人。
So we need to humbly come before the God and preach the gospel urgently to hopeless disaster in the world.
以致他们在将来更大的灾难，甚至是永死的大的灾难当中，得到神的隐藏。
In order that people repent from their sins to Christ to avoid the avoidable greater calamity.
然后我们看到火 fire 是因为神对于罪以及拜偶像的罪愤怒嫉妒的火，但我们也看到一个解决的方法，我们可以这样去行，四件事情可以做，用 fire 去总结 F-I-R-E、and then we found out thatThere was a problem. There is a fire. This fire is from God's jealousy towards sins of idolatry. And we find out that God has given us a solution. And this is how we can apply that to our life. Through fire, F-I-R-E, there are four things we can do. Fortify.加强保护。第二，远近代求。第三，随时救火。
The third, ready to evangelize.
第四，鼓励参与。
The fourth, encourage more to join.
如果我们不是全体一起去做这件工作，
If you're not all participated in this work,
将会有更多的人跌进永火当中。你愿意成为神手中的那只水管吗？
You want to be the first in God's hand?
如果你愿意的话，我们一起来祷告。
You will just pray.
亲爱慈悲的天父，我们看到最近发生的大的灾难。
Dear Heavenly Father,we saw the big problems the disasters happened.
我们心情各个都非常沉重。
Our hearts are sick.
我们也非常伤感，看到这么多宝贵的生命的丧失。
We are very sad to see all those precious lives lost.
但是我们看到神在大灾难当中仍然有他的怜悯。
But we see that God's mercy in big disasters.
因为神从历史上一些小的灾难已经不断地提醒人要敬拜真神。
God used a smaller disaster to remind people to worship only one true God.
可是人却坚决地去抵挡神，不敬拜真神，甚至以为自己就是神，拥有一切最高的科技、金钱、经济的发达。
People just want to believe themselves and believe their technology and knowledge.
但神透过这些灾难，你让我们看到我们是何等的无能，在你的能力面前，我们是何等的无能为力。
That God show us how helpless we are in this nature disaster.
我们相信神，你要透过这些灾难令更多的人去回转，去归向真神，以致这个灾难就成为一个祝福。
I believe God will use this disaster to wake up more people, so to use this become a blessing for more.
我们知道这些灾难会越来越多，越来越严重，所以我们求你给我们一个抢救灵魂的心。
You know those disasters are going to more frequently happen and more severe each time, and give us an urgent heart to pray for.
愿意把我们的生命完全放在神的手里，去做神的拯救灵魂的管道。
We ask God to use our life to save others, to preach the good news about the gospel and to reach others.
求你除去我们心中一切对于传福音的恐惧。
Please remove our afraid and in our heart.
求你给我们一个愿意去学习如何传福音的心。
Please give us a willingness to preach gospel.
让我们凭着神给我们的爱，随时随地的把福音传给这个失丧的世代。
Prepare us to get ready to reach the lost world.
感谢你愿意用我们。
Thank you for willing to use us.
愿意我们在当中经历到神的大能，看到神的爱是要透过我们去把它传遍地极。
Help us experience your great love in us to save others, to reach out.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督得胜的名，阿门。
We pray in precious Jesus' name.